Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com will help you get there. Wherever there may be, they'll get you there. And they'll get you there smoothly. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com. It is the way tire buying should be. And the Odd Couple, that's right, the way sports talk radio should be. And with that let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What up?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard?
I am great, man. How are you?
I am doing wonderful.
Good.
Ready to
I
roll.
Bet you are.
Why do you
I
say
bet
that?
You're all night looking in the mirror and practicing your rant.
What rant? Who, me? Who, me?
After 12 years, Rob Parker is finally right about Tom Brady. But we will get to that.
I was right.
We'll get to that.
I was right.
You were way out in front. I was way out in front, right? All right. We are going to have a great show today. Of course, Tom Brady and the Buccaneers shellacked yesterday by the Dallas Cowboys.
I never bought into them, Chris. I told you. I just, like, Tampa was bad all year. I just kept saying, I know Cowboys can implode, but I just couldn't see Dallas losing to that team. I couldn't.
Yeah, I thought I obviously picked Tampa Bay. Not because Tampa Bay was good, but I thought Dallas might bring its D game or something like that. No, they didn't. They brought their A game. Everybody except the kicker. And we'll get into him a little bit later. But let's introduce the Odd Couple crew before we get rocking. We got our man, DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan on the ones and the twos. You just heard him, Kevin Weichert on the
Wired.
Updates. Wired on the updates. And Rob G is doing the producing, the super producer that he is. We got some great guests. Ephraim Salam, who's always fun. He's joining us at the bottom of this hour. Randy Mueller next hour. And you're a special guest, good friend of both of ours, Stephen A. Smith. Of course, he needs no introduction. He's got his new book coming out, Straight Shooter, it's called. And he will join us at the top of the third hour, 6 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern.
And we're in the book, Chris. I can't wait to ask him. I want to read the book, obviously, but I wonder where we fit into the book. Because that's what he told me. We're both in the book. That's what he said. I don't know. I haven't read it yet.
Well,
it just came out today.
We've known Steve almost 30 years. You may have known him 30. And good friend. And so I'm sure we won't have a problem with how we're in there.
No. Not at all. Yeah. But I'm just saying it'll be interesting to find out. And for people who, you know, like we all know each other. It's like a fraternity, okay? Because we all live this lifestyle when we're out on the beat, Chris, covering games or whatever. Yep. There's not many people who do what we do, right?
You hang out with the beat writers.
Exactly. You hang out with each other. Yep. You go to dinner. We've eaten more dinners together, stuff like that.
Yep.
Because there's nobody else around. It's just us, and we get to know each other on a personal level. That's how people might say, well, how do you guys know everybody? Well, because that's how small it is.
Rob, you know, in New York, where we both worked, I was at the New York Times, you at the Daily News, and Newsday, you know, a lot of people go from New York to the national platforms.
Yep.
And so, I mean, Ryan Rucco, I worked with him. Now, I was at ESPN. When I worked with him, but he's, you know, blowing up. Mike Breen.
I remember.
Did Knicks games. But before he was doing national, he was just doing Knicks. And then
Chris,
myself,
I remember him at
Mike
Iona.
Mike Breen and Frank. Yeah, yeah.
He was
Frank
doing.
Isola,
he was doing,
we used to do some stuff together, too.
So you're 100% right. So we do know all these guys.
Yeah.
And a lot of us have crossed paths. But that'll be good to have Steve on and talk about his new book.
Absolutely. Rob, let's get into it. Dallas, what was the final? I mean, I don't even remember at this point. Does it matter what the final score was? But it was 31-14 Dallas, and it wasn't even that close, Rob. Brady padded a few stats late. He did have a great throw to Julio Jones. That was a great throw, but the game was long lost by that point. But, Rob, what is your reaction to this, what we saw last night?
NFL.
Music, please. Is that
no music. NFL, this is to you, an open letter to the NFL. Ooh. I'm no longer talking to Tom Brady. The NFL must kick the Tom Brady habit. GMs and owners have been strung out on Tom Brady for over two decades. Chris, they must reject Tom Brady. He will never go away. Even after a performance like last night against Dallas, Tom Brady will shake it off and act like nothing's wrong here with me. It's about the team. It's about everybody else. The NFL is Tom Brady's drug. He has a habit. He does. He's willing to give up family and teammates and move from town to town because nobody else in his path matters. Nobody matters other than what Tom Brady wants. He needs his fix. Let me find the next city, the next team with a better offensive line and better receivers and more help to make me live out what I want. Forget about the path of destruction left in his way. He doesn't care. He'll pick up and leave from Tampa Bay. Todd Bowles will be fired. They'll say, what a mess this is. All left by Tom Brady. Tom Brady will not listen to anyone. He's determined to play as long as they allow him. That's why you can't talk to Tom Brady. NFL, stop it. Stop Tom Brady. Stop the monster that has been created. Let the other younger quarterbacks have their shine. We saw an old, decrepit Tom Brady on Monday Night Football in a playoff game that should have been something we wanted to see. Instead, it was embarrassing. It was lopsided. It wasn't ugly. It was fugly. And Tom Brady was the author. Forget about the announcers. They put their heads in the sand. They didn't say anything about Tom. They acted like nothing happened. Everybody else around NFL America watched that and cringed. Is this how we want to watch Tom Brady for the next 3 years while he lives out his sick, demented lifestyle of, I want to play no matter what? Do we really want to wait and have to carry Tom Brady off the field? That he has to be leveled and hurt in order to finally get it? I get the lure of trying to win a championship by teams. And coaches and GMs willing to sell their souls anything. Let me get Brady in my uniform. Let me get a chance to win. He ain't that guy no more. And the NFL needs to reject Tom Brady. Stop it already. Tom Brady is no longer that guy. It doesn't mean we need to erase the past and act like he didn't accomplish anything. We know he's won. We know he's excelled. We know some think he's the greatest who ever played. But he's not that guy. And if you watch the entire season this past year, it was terrible. It was Charles Barkley terrible. It was awful. And we shouldn't allow this to continue. So please, NFL, Tom Brady won't walk away. Reject Tom Brady. Do not sign him in Las Vegas. Do not sign him in Miami. Tell the guy like you've told so many other players when they were at the end of the rope, this is business. And you don't have it anymore. And your services are no longer wanted. That's what I found out last night when Tom Brady laid one of the biggest eggs I've ever seen in this man's career.
All right, there you have it. Uncensored Rob Parker. Here's why I disagree. Look, Brady was horrible last night. Terrible game. And Rob, I don't know if you knew this. He threw for 351 yards. In every game in the history of the NFL, regular season or playoffs, that has been where a quarterback's thrown for 350 or more yards, Tom Brady's average yards per attempt or per catch was the shortest, or average yards per attempt was the shortest ever, 5.3. So it wasn't, don't be fooled by the numbers. Yeah, and he was throwing, it was a bad, he looked every bit of 45 last night. He threw a lot of balls that were short, and he looked like he didn't want to get hit, so he's getting rid of the ball quickly, and that led to some of the poor passes. But here's where I disagree, before I say that, Rob, I'm wondering who will want to sign him. If I'm the Jets, I'd rather go for Derek Carr and what could be a bit of a long-term solution. If I'm the Raiders, I honestly might look at Aaron Rodgers. If I'm the Niners, if Brock Purdy keeps playing well, he may be the guy. And they keep winning. If I'm Miami, and before this game, I would thought they should have go after Brady. Now I'm not so sure. I'm like, you know what? Brady has to have everything be perfect. He can still be good if everything, great receivers, great running backs, great offensive line, great defense, he can still throw it well and he's smart and he has his intangibles and all that. But no team has it perfect. Rob, Kansas City's got a bad defense. Buffalo's got a bad offensive line. The Bengals now got three of their offensive linemen that are hurt. Go down the line, no team has the perfect situation. And even if you start the season with that, there's injuries. San Francisco gets injured a lot, right? So there's no perfect situation. Now, can he still go out there and play and be good and be a top 20-ish quarterback? Sure. No question. And that's where I disagree. I don't think the NFL should move away from Tom Brady to give a young boy a spot. If you that good, beat him out. I mean, he can still play. He's still one of the best 30 quarterbacks in the world. So, I mean, if he can play and he don't mind playing, he wants to play, fine. But I do think that I don't know where he fits. San Francisco would be perfect, but it looks like they may have their answer at quarterback. And Miami, Rob, now that Brady's obviously shaky, they got to think, you know what? We got Tua and Rob. We do have to see if Tua can be healthy for a full season before we give him the money. You know, and that's so I think Miami should spend this offseason. I don't know what it is medically, but do every single thing you can to check Tua out medically and to get him in the best training that he can get. I don't know if you can do that for the mind or the concussions or whatever, but his whole body, try to do the best you can. Roll him out there next year, see if he can stay healthy. But, so I agree that I don't know where Brady fits, Rob. But, if the dude wants to play and somebody wants him, he still is better than a lot of these quarterbacks in the league, sign him. I don't think you just reject him because you want to reject him. I don't think it's a sick, demented pursuit that he has. He loves playing football. He's still, Rob, in real life, he's only 45. In real life, he's still got a full life ahead of him once he retires to do whatever else he wants to do. But I'm not going to say it's sick and demented. He loves playing. And I think a lot of athletes would keep playing if they could at his age. Jim Brown in his 40s was trying to come back, talking about it. You know, so that's just where I differ from you.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
As you all know, we're the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Numero uno.
Yeah, and we know why millions of people tune in every week.
Yeah.
They want to hear us talk sports, not our idiot guests who think they know more about sports than we do.
Yeah, listen to these dummies.
You don't know crap about sports. Nothing. You don't know nothing about football.
This is the worst thing I've ever
been a part of. Wait, he's still on the line. Off the show.
You don't know basketball.
If you want to hear how sports talk should be done,
Listen
to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today.
Sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Let's go back to that game because Brady was just one story, one big story. The other big story was the way the Dallas Cowboys looked. And Rob, Dak Prescott was phenomenal. It was arguably the greatest game he's played. Because of the, you know, it was a playoff game. I know Tampa's not that great of a team, but still a playoff game.
And the pressure was a lot of pressure. The pressure was on him, Chris. There's no, yep. I don't care what anybody says. Like that was that his career, as far as how people viewed him, was yep. hanging in the balance in that game.
Absolutely. And man, did he deliver. Threw for 305 yards, Rob. Was read the coverages perfectly all night long, threw for four touchdowns, ran for another. It was tremendous. And Rob, that's the guy. Remember a year or so, year and a half ago, I thought he was en route to being elite. And he never delivered, but that was the guy I thought we might see on a more regular basis. And hasn't been the case, but he was big time last night. And the team played well too, Rob. So let me ask you this. I've talked about not trusting the Cowboys. Ephraim has talked about not trusting the Cowboys. You've talked about not believing in them. Did what we saw last night change your feelings about this team and Dak Prescott?
No, not at all. Because, Chris, the one thing Dak Prescott is famous for is beating up bad teams. Tampa Bay's
well,
a bad
was
team.
A playoff. It still is a playoff.
I
team.
Get it.
I hear you. They not
they,
very
Chris,
good,
they didn't even have a 500
team.
Record. I'm not trying to. Dak does this, Chris, against bad teams.
This
he does.
Year, I think he was 4-1 against teams with winning records.
Okay. I'm just saying, but he does what he did last night.
Right.
This doesn't mean like, oh my God, all is forgiven. He's elite. They're going to win the Super Bowl. I mean, you got to feel good. That he didn't have a stinker. He had seven games in a row with an interception, so he didn't do that.
Right.
But I'm not. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be a prisoner of the moment and all is forgiven. And what I've seen for the past 5 or 6 years is out the window. And now this is the real Dak Prescott against 8-9 Tampa Bay Bucks team, Chris, that I couldn't see beating Dallas. I just couldn't because of all the issues that team has. So, did he do what he was supposed to do? Yes. Did he change my mind that he's elite and he's on his way to Super Bowl? No. I'm sorry. I don't feel that way.
Yeah, look, I give him major league credit for what he did last night, but ultimately, I'm with you. And who was it? Who was our guest the first hour? Ephraim, saying you don't – it's about consistency. With Dak and with the Cowboys. I mean, his last game of the season was his worst game of his career, and then he bounces back and plays his best game of his career. That's great, but you have to be more consistent. One thing I liked, Rob, was after the game when Dak spoke, he talked about I was kind of getting away from myself, trying to do too much, forgetting kind of what got me to where I'm at. And that, I thought, was big because you and I have been saying it all year. They don't need Dak to throw for 450 yards.
That's
not
how they
be the game plan.
Yep, that's not when they were good or at their best.
Right.
Absolutely.
I mean, let him throw. You know, he can throw it deep, but throw the underneath stuff. I thought, you know, I've always said he was a game manager with playmaking ability, meaning he could make a play with his legs or with his arms. Nick Wright on First Things First today said he's an elite game manager, which is not a bad phrase to describe Dak Prescott either. But I think he played more like that, Rob. He's not just a, you know, who's a game manager? I guess, I don't know, Ryan Tannehill, maybe. That's not a great description, but yeah. You know, we know what a typical game manager is like. He's not that, but he's also not the elite player that's going to carry the team to where they need to go. So last night I thought they hit the balance, and he ended up with a great game and 5 touchdowns. But I'm with you, Rob. Look, that was great last night. That was step number one. But, Rob, I said a few months ago, you may remember, if Dak Prescott is who we think he is, who he's supposed to be, and worth the $40 million a year, they'll get at least to the NFC title game. Now, look, they got to go through San Francisco. San Francisco may just be a better team, okay? But I'll say this about Dak, Rob. He's got to play well. Like, he can't go out there and put up a stinker, or this game won't really be remembered.
No.
I think he silenced the Dallas for maybe a week. But it wasn't about getting to the second round of the playoffs.
Not at all. I mean, they're bigger fish to fry. This is a franchise, and I get it, Chris. You know, it's so easy, and I hear people all the time, well, they weren't around in 1992. You can't blame what's happened the last 25 years on this team or what. You still wear it. You still got that uniform on. They had lost 8 straight road playoff games, right? 8 straight right. road playoff games.
That was their first one since 92.
Yeah, those are facts. You can say, oh, well, these Lions don't know anything about 1957. Chris, they got one playoff win since 1957, no matter who's wearing the uniform. Those are facts. And you carry those kind of things in. So Dak needs to have another good game. Now, you're right. They might just not win because they're not as good as San Francisco.
Right.
That's fine. But he has to play well.
Absolutely.
He can't have 3 picks. Like that's when people will say, okay, Dak was just who we thought he was.
Right.
He beat up Tampa Bay because they're not that good, and they had an under 500 record and all that. But then they played a great 49ers team, and he wet the bed. That's right. What the conversation will be.
No, I agree with you. That's the thing. His narrative will not have moved one bit if he goes out there and lays an egg against the Niners. Now, if he beats them and plays great, then it does change. And, you know, people begin to think, well, maybe Dak will be elite, you know. And so huge game for him again. We just can't emphasize enough for all those that are throwing the flowers all at Dak's feet today. And he was great. He deserves some praise and some props. But the Buccaneers were 8-9. They were supposed to beat the Buccaneers, right? No doubt about it. And, again, this was a wild card game. And I get it. Dak's done way more than Daniel Jones. But we're not about to crown Daniel Jones because he was terrific against Minnesota.
Chris, he has 3 300-yard games this year. 2 against Minnesota and 1 against the Lions.
Like, right.
Sorry. I'm not crowning you for beating
the Vikings. And a lot of people have been, Rob.
I know. I told you. I was shocked.
You got to wait. You got to wait.
Chris.
Now, for the Cowboys themselves, Rob, look, I've said all season long, their A game, I've said, is as good as anybody in the NFC. Now, we'll see if it's as good as San Francisco's or maybe Philadelphia's. But it's up there with if their A game is elite. Let's put it that way. If they play their A game, they're in the same sentence with San Francisco and Philadelphia. And I think Kansas City, Buffalo, and Cincinnati, too. But they are inconsistent. And they brought it against Tampa for sure. But will they bring it again? It's kind of like Dak, Rob. I've been watching them be up and down, even as they've won all these games. Still up and down. And just because you win doesn't mean you're a great team. Exhibit A, Minnesota. Go back a few years, Pittsburgh. We are watching how you win. We understand you're not going to blow everybody out.
Right.
But we are watching how you win. And what they did yesterday, Rob, yeah, I was surprised because I thought they wouldn't bring their A game.
Right, but you were surprised Not that you thought Tampa Bay was any good. You thought Dallas has the propensity, Chris, of mixing in a stinker. You didn't look at Tampa Bay's team and go, oh, the Cowboys can't beat them. That wasn't it.
I thought the Cowboys would beat themselves.
Right.
Essentially. Yeah, absolutely. And Rob, we saw, look, the Cowboys were phenomenal against the Vikings. 40-3. I mean, the Colts of Jeff Saturday, who imploded, but phenomenal, 54-19. So we knew they were capable of great games. The key is, can you do it week in and week out? And San Francisco, Rob, is not Tampa Bay, not by any stretch of the imagination.
Not close, Chris. Nowhere close.
So we will see. But look, congratulations, Cowboys. They did prove me wrong. I thought they would lay an egg. And Dak, you know, did his thing. Congrats to him. But, Rob, like we said, to win a championship, you've got to be consistent. And that's what neither of them have been this season.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there, wherever there may be. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. It is the way tire buying should be. And we are going to get right to our next guest. He really needs no introduction. Everybody knows him, but I'm going to introduce him anyway. He is, I think it's fair to say, arguably America's most popular sports media figure.
No doubt.
And he is a great friend of both mine and Rob's. Rob's known him for 30 years. I've known him for close to 30 years. I said yesterday, when you are a friend of his, you got a real friend. He is loyal. He's a great brother. He's just coming out with a new book, Straight Shooter. a memoir of second chances and first takes. We welcome in our man, Stephen A. Smith. And Steve, before you start, I got to tell you, the last 3 days, Rob Parker has been as giddy as a schoolgirl.
That's right, my skirt blew up.
Knowing you were coming on this show, Rob, or Steve. So we welcome you, brother. How are you?
My brothers, what's going on, y'all? How y'all doing, man? How's everything?
We are great, man. We are great.
And let me say this, Steve. The reason that I've been giddy since we decided, okay, this is going to happen, and we don't, you know, normally people from other networks don't come on, but
right. This
was a big deal for us, and you've been one of our biggest supporters. We said it on the air, Chris, that you text us every so often. We know you're listening. You enjoy the show. And so for you to, you know, show us that love, listening to the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio means something to us because we are friends.
Well, I will tell you this. I mean, first of all, I mean, you know, we know that I work for ESPN and all that stuff. You guys have a fantastic show. I'm so proud of both of y'all. We all three of us go back. I go back over 30 years with Rob. I go back about 28 years with Broussard. I love y'all both like brothers. Y'all have both been to my home. We've hung out together. We've laughed together. We've cried together. We've had a lot going on throughout the years. I'm so incredibly proud of both of y'all and the job that y'all do every day. I'm incredibly proud of the career that y'all have. And even though y'all are at a different network, by the way, a network that I used to work for.
No, you used to have a morning show, right, on Fox Sports Radio.
I used to have a morning show right here on the channel. And I know a lot of great, great people that are over there that have been there throughout the years. But it don't get no better than y'all when it comes to being people, when it comes to what y'all doing for Fox, when it comes to our friendship and our brotherhood. And with all of this stuff with my book coming out, I made sure everybody was clear. You know, you usually don't go to the competing network or whatever.
Right.
There will be one exception. Those are my brothers. And if they call, I'm going on. And everybody understood that.
Well, that's great to hear, man. And you know we feel the same way about you. So your book is called Straight Shooter,
yes, we want to
a
hear
memoir of second chances and first takes. First question I got is, man, when did you find the time to do this? Because every time I look up, you on a TV show on ESPN.
It's going to bug you out, Chris. I've written this when I was home at night. I've written this when I was in commercial breaks for first take. I've written this when I was in studio doing NBA countdown, pre-games and post-games, you know, when we've got to wait until the halftime comes and then we got to wait until the halftime of the second game comes on doing NBA countdown and all of that stuff. I've done it that. I've done it on vacation. Rob, I was in Mastro's in Beverly Hills. A few months ago when I had to meet a deadline,
right.
I was literally in Mastro's eating dinner and writing the last chapter of my book. I just squeezed it in wherever I could. I didn't miss deadlines. And more importantly, guys, you know, all three of us, we're writers by trade. I wrote for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Chris has written for the Times and in Cleveland and Akron. He's written everywhere, you know, plus ESPN.com. Rob Parker, you've been in Cincinnati, Detroit, New York Newsday, all over the place. I could not allow someone else to write this.
Right.
I'm on TV every day, and I wrote for the Philadelphia Inquirer for 17 years. America knows my voice. The sports world knows my voice. And if somebody else had written it, y'all would have known it instantly. I couldn't let that happen. So I had to do it myself, and that's what I did in about 5 months.
Wow.
I started last, Chris, I started last November, and I finished it by April.
That's amazing. Now, obviously, I can't wait to get the book and read it. And do you go to the very beginning? And obviously, I know the very beginning because that's when I first met you in Detroit in 1992. And I remember, like, people think they see you and how successful you are, and they think it happens overnight. And for people who don't know, Steve was writing sports stories for free on his own time on the weekends in North Carolina. to get started. Like people don't know that story. They think, you know, they see you and think, oh, he just showed up. You put in the work over the years to get where you are.
Well, I really started off, and I definitely is a part of my story. You guys are in the book, just so you know. Both of y'all are mentioned in the book. Of course, y'all are my boys. But the thing about it is that for me, Rob, Chris, it really started with my mother's passing in 2017, just highlighting the fact that it was something she never, ever wanted me to do. My mother and I were very tight, as you both know. I was devastated when I lost her game one of the NBA Finals in 2017. I was absolutely devastated. And, you know, I had promised her for years, since 2011, that I would never write the book until she passed away. Because she was so private, she did not want the book out because she knew I would celebrate her. But by celebrating her, I would have to talk about why she should be celebrated, which would be me highlighting my relationship with my dad. And that is not something that she wanted me to do. She knew it was inevitable. She knew that I had a right to do it. She felt I needed to do it. She just made me promise that I wouldn't do it until she passed away. So I started off really getting into that. And then I went from there to talking about, you know, from the time my early ages, you know, the troubles that I had in school. I had dyslexia, didn't know it. I was with, you know, my father didn't believe in me, thought I was a lost cause, and my relationship with him deteriorated from there. It really highlighted all of that before I got into, obviously, my career at ESPN and the numerous controversial situations that I found myself in, or even when I got fired by ESPN and let go and ultimately started resurrecting myself by starting off at Fox Sports Radio to resurrect my career. So all of that is in the book, and that's where it went.
Now, you, Steve, you know Rob, I mean, from the time he was a young kid, wanted to be a sports writer. You start off at college at what, the Fashion Institute or something in New York, right? So did you
Fashion Institute of Technology.
Yeah, did you always want to be a sports writer, or at least, you know, before you went to college, or how did you discover that this is what you wanted to do?
I knew I wanted to be in media and communications, and I knew that I could talk with the best of them. I didn't know how good my writing would be until I was writing the school newspaper, and my critical and persuasive writing teacher named John Gates said to me, "You're a natural-born sports writer. Let's go out to lunch and talk about this." So I met him a following Tuesday, and to me, thinking he was going to take me out to lunch, and he drove me straight to the office of the sports editor of the Winston-Salem Journal. Wow. The Winston-Salem Journal sports editor's name was Terry Oberle. He sat me down for 5 minutes to talk to me, and his next words out of his mouth was, "So, when can you start? Can you start tonight?"
Wow.
And that's how my career started off.
Wow. But, you know, you mentioned something, too, that I think also is, and you know, when you think you're of you being the face of the network, and you mentioned it earlier, you were fired or not renewed by ESPN. Let's not sugarcoat it. Everybody knows it. It's well documented. You were a big star. Right. You had your own show. Quite frankly, which I was a part of, the Backpage panel, I was on that show on ESPN2 back in the day. So, I, you know, how I don't want to say rewarding or for you to make the comeback story is a great one. And it's a good lesson for people to understand. Things happen in life, Steve. That doesn't mean that it's over.
Exactly. And that you know, listen, the story is meant to be inspirational. It's meant to be, you know, motivational and to let people know when they count you out, don't count yourself out. And more importantly, don't always assume no one is willing to extend a helping hand. You know, I wanted to quit the business and work for Wachovia Bank until a friend of mine named Rob Parker, who was writing for the Cincinnati Inquirer at the time, said, "No way, no how." That's what he said. He said, you're not quitting. You're not giving up. All you need is that first chance. Just be patient, keep pushing, and it'll happen. And sure enough, it did. and I'm eternally grateful to him for that, and I love him forever for it. The fact of the matter is that there's always somebody that's willing to provide some level of assistance or helping hand if you are focused, if you are determined, if you're willing to get on your grind, not looking to cut corners and take shortcuts to get to where you are. If you're, as long as you're that kind of person, you'd be surprised how many people you find that would be willing to extend a helping hand and provide some assistance so you can get the opportunities that you crave. And so for me, that's the kind of message that I wanted to send with this book. I think it was incredibly necessary for me to do that, and you're absolutely right. I don't sugarcoat it. I was fired.
Right.
ESPN did not renew my contract, and I thought I got screwed over. I thought it was messed up. I didn't deserve it. And to this very day, I never believed I deserved to wake up one day after having four jobs and to have none. But in the same breath, you know what? When you're in a position of power, it's not just about your performance and it's not just about your hard work. It's about your attitude. It's about how you come across. It's about how you treat other people, particularly superior officers that you work under. All of those things potentially play a role, and you got to know how to be a team player. And those are things that I had to learn along the way to be better at in order to help resurrect my career and to be in the position that I'm in right now.
Chris, that story he tells about Cincinnati, this is pre-cell phones. Steve calls me at my house, and we're on the house phones. And Steve, you remember I told you to rip up that application of Wachovia Bank over the phone, Chris. I wanted to hear him rip it up. And so my question to you is, we're going to read the book, but how are Chris and I both in the book? Did you rip Chris in the book? That's
Rob,
what I want to know.
No, he's dying
to hear this.
Yes.
Primarily acknowledgement. Just letting the world know that I love y'all and that I value y'all. You know, we're not colleagues, and we're not just friends. We're brothers. We've been this way for years. We know things about each other that nobody knows about us. We talk to each other all the time. We encourage each other. We support each other. We lift people up. We lift each other up, and we watch each other's back. And so, you know, for me, it was just a way of letting the world know, these are my brothers. You know, I don't give a damn where they are, where they work, who they work for. You know, I was their friend long before that happened, and I'm going to be their brother long after it's all gone. That's just the way it's going to be.
Well, there's Stephen A. Smith, man. Look,
people
brother,
can get the book everywhere.
Yes. Yeah, where can
the book
be?
Everywhere? It's on Amazon. It's in Barnes and Noble. It'll be at Target, Walmart, whatever. I just did a book signing in Ridgewood, New Jersey, and all the books were sold. I did a book signing.
Great.
Every single book they had in the store sold. The day is not even completed yet. It hasn't been on shelves in 24 hours. And I'm already number 4 on the Amazon bestseller list. So
awesome.
It's thriving. It's going well. And, you know, but my goal is to be a New York Times bestseller. It's the one thing on my in my career. I never wrote a book before. This is my first. But if I'm going to do it, I'm trying to do it right. And so that's what I'm trying to accomplish. And I hope I pull it off.
Amen,
awesome.
Brother. Amen.
Yes.
It's called
so
Straight
proud of
Shooter,
you.
A memoir of second chances and first takes. By Stephen A. Smith. Man, great job, brother. I can't wait to read the book. I know it's going to be incredible. And keep up the great work, man, for real.
We're proud of you, no doubt about it. We love you, Steve, man, for real. Keep doing your thing.
Appreciate y'all. Love y'all, man. Thanks so much. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, brother. Peace.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.